and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. Andy Burnham has confirmed he'll be requesting permission from Labour's governing body to stand in a by-election in the northwest of England. It's after the MP for Makerfield, Josh Simons, stepped down to give the Mayor of Greater Manchester a path to return to Westminster. If Mr Burnham were to win the seat, it would allow him to challenge to become Prime Minister. Independent MP Carl Turner lost the Labour whip and has a warning for anyone who tries to block Mr Burnham's return.
There will be a rebellion in the Labour Party backbenches that is so mighty, the Labour Party will definitely be into extinction territory because we'll never govern again, because the civil war would be so bloody that we just cannot continue.
Reform UK say they would throw everything at the contest. Earlier, Wes Streeting resigned as Health Secretary on the day NHS waiting lists fell to their lowest levels in 4 years. He said he had lost faith in the PM's leadership, but other members of the top team have rallied around Sir Keir. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson says he has her full support.
I'm really sorry to see Wes go. He has been a brilliant Health Secretary, but I fundamentally disagree with the position he's taken. I'm sad that he's gone, but I think this is now a chance for us to pause, take a breath as a party, and try and draw a line under all of this.
Elsewhere, the King has been warmly welcomed by members of the Jewish community in North London. Charles visited two men who were stabbed last month in an anti-Semitic hate crime. 100 jobs are being lost at Spaghetti House. It's shutting all of its restaurants, blaming Brexit, the pandemic, and government budgets. And the Princess of Wales has visited a preschool in Italy on her first overseas trip since her cancer treatment. Kate talked about reusing and recycling with the children, saying she likes to take inspiration from Bob the Builder by not letting anything go to waste. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Classic hits from the 60s.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, we had some great oldies on the Gold Kite, but now it is 60s all the way for the next 2 hours. Sit back and relax.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Ooh, couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do every time you go away? I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. We'll be right back.
Red Kite Radio.
Here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. Was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. He's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwitta Jones be told to keep her window shades all full completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way.
Hiya, good evening, welcome along to the 60s Rewind. Yes, 2 hours of great hits from the 60s. I might have a few you might have forgotten about as well. What a way to start the show. We just heard from Jeannie C. Riley. She was a one-hit wonder and got to number 12 with the Harper Valley PTA. October 68, that one entered the charts. A track that was actually written by Tom T. Hall, who was one of my favourite country artists. I had a whole stack of his albums, and I liked his songs because he was known as a storyteller, and his songs were all sort of story songs, as you would imagine, like the one Harper Valley PTA. And before that, Cilla Black and her second hit reached number one, Anyone Who Had a Heart, February 64 for that one. And it didn't look too good at the start for her. A debut hit reached number 35, Love of the Loved, in 1963. But she went on to much greater things, didn't she? As the next group did. They had a few hits, weren't around that long, but they were manufactured to compete with the Beatles.
And the 107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Don't give your love to someone while I'm away. I want you to think about me each night and day. And when I come on home after being gone so long, I want it to be like I've never been gone. I'll feel your tender kisses before I go to sleep. I'll feel your arms around me. Just promise me you'll keep all your love and your kisses until I come home. And then it will be like I've never been gone. I don't ask much of you. Do what you wanna do, but don't make me be a fool for loving you. I feel your tender kisses before I go to sleep. Promise me you'll keep all your love and your kisses until I come home. And then it will be like I've never been gone. Can't you hear me? Like I've never been gone.
They had quite a few hits over the 60s, but you don't hear many of them, do you? I'll try and bring you some of them. Billy Fury got to number 3 with Like I've Never Been Gone. February 63, it entered the charts, and in May 63, it would follow it with the number 3, and it would be When Will You Say I Love You. And yeah, so many hits are going to choose from, and what a great career Billy had. And we like that one. And the Monkees before that, interesting track, got to number 11, Pleasant Valley Sunday, August 67, it entered the charts, and it was written by Goffin and King. And it's unlikely, isn't it, that the Monkees record one of their hits, but it's amazing how they got so many hits all over the place, Goffin and King. And apparently that was written when they used to pass through a place called Happy Pleasant Valley Sunday. Well, there used to be a place they go through called Pleasant Valley, and they always imagined it being like it was in the song and wrote the song about it. There you go, a little bit of history for you. Let's keep pressing on. Got an ad break coming up very, very soon, but not quite yet.
Gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder, 'cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind.
Classic hits from the 60s.
It's the 60s Rewind
with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
Is there Mr. Thacker Bilk with the Leon Young String Chorale. Got to number two, The Stranger on Shore. November 61, all the way back there, it entered the charts. And of course, Andy Williams did a vocal version of it as well, which is quite pleasant. We might try and sort that out one evening. And prior to that, we had the Rolling Stones, their final hit of the 60s, and their final number one of the 60s, Honky Tonk Women. And July 1969, that would enter the charts. Can't believe it, they're still bringing a new album out, aren't they, very soon? I've read somewhere. Amazing. You can't keep them down, can you, those guys? I wish I had their energy. Okay, then, it's time for that break. After the break, we'll have a real golden oldie.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. but not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Oh, me. Oh, oh, oh me. Oh, 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 oh. Sorrow's heaving around my head. It's been heard and it's been said that you tried to date another guy. Didn't I? Didn't even try cheating me with lies again, making me remember when I used to hold you by the side tight each night. That's right, I could have hoped that maybe you might fall for me. Oh, what am I? The voice inside of me sit and cry. This was meant to be love's unkind and love's untrue. To hold you, baby, so tight each night. That's right, I kind of hope that maybe you might fall for me. Why do voices say to me, sit and cry, that this was meant to be love's unkind and love's untrue. Oh, why did love pick out you for me?
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
exactly number one, but it made it there. Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra up there in The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, September 1968. I'm not going to get myself into any trouble with that title. We'll leave it be, shall we? Yeah, it's one of the great spaghetti westerns. There's a few of those around, mainly with Clint Eastwood in there. I'm trying to think of the other guy that was in a lot of them as well, but can't at the moment. And before that, bringing us out of the break, Adam Faith, his first hit of the 60s, January 1960. In fact, it entered the charts for me, and it got to number one. He had a few of those, didn't he? But very, very short singles. You didn't get much for your money from Adam Faith. Here's a nice track coming up, and one of my favourite artists of the 60s. He did some amazing tracks.
It's the 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
Done me wrong, I know you accept message.
60s, Sandy Shaw, and she got to number 6 with Message Understood. September 65, it entered the charts. She had quite a good start to her career, really. The previous 4 hits were 2 number 1s, a number 3 and a number 4. There's always something there to remind me. Girl Don't Come, I'll Stop at Nothing, and Long Live Love, which was a number 1. And went on to have some more number ones, including Puppet on a String. You either love it or hate it, that one. I didn't think much of it when it came out, I must admit. Before that, Gene Pitney got to number 5 with Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart. November 1967, that entered the charts. And as I say, reached number 5 was his final top 10 hit of the 1960s. It would be followed by his last top 20 hit, Somewhere in the Country, which got to number 19. Now that's one of my favourite tracks as well. Shows I like the records that weren't big hits, doesn't it? But you know, if I like a track, I like it. It doesn't matter. Here's a great track coming up next, and interesting track as well. I think it was written by Cat Stevens, wasn't it?
Try to love again. Baby, try. classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
I remember still, I guess I always will, that winter day I took the westbound flight. As I looked down from the plane, you were standing in the rain. You waved goodbye till I was out of sight. And I can see them shining through the willows and the pines, the lights of Cincinnati. So many miles behind, I could build myself a new life and make it on my own. But the lights of Cincinnati will be calling me back home. Sometimes late at night, I watch the firelight make pictures of a life that used to be. For a moment, I'm back there in that same old rocking chair. You look across the room and smile at me. And I Cincinnati, oh, so many miles behind, I could build myself a new life and make it on my own. But the lives of Cincinnati will be calling me back home.
Started off there two in a row with P.P. Arnold. She got to number 18 with First Cut Is the Deepest. And that entered the charts in May 1967. And she followed it with a 29. And that was Angel of the Morning. And July 1968, that would enter the charts. And I think she was originally an American artist that moved over to the UK and recorded over here. And they decided to go on tour, she did, and they needed to get a backing band for her to tour with. And I think, if I remember rightly, the backing band after the touring got together and became the Nice. And a little bit more extreme to back in P.P. Arnold, I would have thought, but an interesting thing. And we just heard from Scott Walker, his final hit after leaving the Walker Brothers, and it got the unlucky 13 as well. The Lights of Cincinnati, June 1969, that entered the charts. He had a great voice, didn't he? It's time for another break. After a break, oh, well, are we going to get soulful, or are we going to get soulful?
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dow Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk. Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
Are you looking for the perfect way to ease into your Sunday? Join me, Juanita Hughes, for Sunday Brunch on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. till 1. I'll bring you 3 hours of feel-good favourites, a relaxed vibe and great company for your morning. I'm going to share a little thought for the day, discover the stories behind names in What's in a Name, and have some fun with Speak Like a Scot. Plus, I'll keep you up to date with what's happening across our local area. There's a monthly book review and plenty of hidden gems to brighten your week. So listen on your smart speaker or online at redkiteradio.com. That's Sunday brunch, relaxed, happy and made just for you.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
Red Kite Radio.
FM. Red Kite Radio.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
March 1968, there into the charts. Andy Williams, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. And he got to number five. That was his final top 10 hit of the 60s. And the next track would be his final hit of the top 20 hit of the 60s as well. His final hit, May 1969, Happy Heart. Do you remember that one? Might give that a spin one week as well. There's so much choice, isn't there, on the 60s. Such a great decade. And before that, Eddie Floyd, Knock on Wood, March 1967. It was a top 20 hit and it reached number 19. Now, he should have had more hits than he did, I reckon. Anyhow, did some great soul tracks.
If I only had time, only time, so much to do. If I only had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue. If I only had time, they'd be mine. Time, like the wind, goes a-hurrying by, and the hours just fly. Begin. There are mountains I'd climb if I had time. Since I met you, I've thought life really is too short. Loving you, so many things we could make true. To me, had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue, if I only had time, they'd be mine.
John Rawls in his first hit in the UK reached number three, If I Only Had Time, March 1968, then entered the charts. He'd have a follow-up hit which would reach number 12, Hush, Not a Word to Mary, and that would enter in June 1968. And I remember going back a good few years, I had trouble tracking down his hits on a CD and eventually ordered a copy of it from New Zealand, where John Rawls was originally from. And I got it shipped halfway around the world. Very pleased with the CD, I must admit. Anyhow, look at that. Time to head up towards the news at the top of the hour. But don't worry, we'll be back with another hour of the 60s Rewind after that. Don't you go anywhere.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.